called mindful speech. But I have a joke for you before we do that. There's this couple, they've been married for over 60 years, and they're sitting out on the porch on the swing, and the husband turns to the wife and he says, "Our love is tried and true." And the wife says, "What?" And he says, "Our love is tried and true." "What?" she said. She's a little hard of hearing. And he yells, "Our love is tried and true." And she said, "I'm tired of you too." I like that. Mindful speech is what we're talking about today. What and how we talk matters. How we hear matters. What we believe about what is being said matters. In the Bible, John 1 states, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." You see, that tells us that our words are powerful, and we create with our words. Everybody breathe into that space. We create with our words, with what we say, and how we say it, and how we receive it. Our words bring life into being. Our words can create a loving embrace, or words can create support, or our words can create harm. Our words can cut like a sharp knife. Mindful speech allows us to uplift, to create an atmosphere of celebration. When and how we speak creates the world we live in and the world that we live from. Take a moment and think about that. It creates the world that we live in and the world that we live from. How we talk. How we think. Shakespeare said, "All the world is a stage and each and every one players." I love a lot of what Shakespeare said because he said, we write the script, we direct the play, and we act out our story out into life. So you're the director, you're the writer, you're the actor, and it is your play and how you perceive life to be. Let's take a moment and breathe into that. How are you doing with your play? See, I believe if we wish the world to change, we have to write a different script. And I don't know about you, but today is asking us to write a different script, isn't it? We have to tell a different story. We have to see a different outcome. But first, we have to look within and ask, what do I believe? To see the change in the world, we must have to change our own viewpoint of the world and what we believe about it, especially today. We start by asking the questions, am I willing to daily find my strength in God? Am I willing to start each day with God first? I don't want an answer right now, but think about it, okay? Am I honoring the loving force that lives within me? Are you? This morning, I had a lot of little irritations. You know, this didn't work, that didn't work. And I keep asking myself, where are you living? Where are you coming from? Because you see, that's a slippery slope, isn't it? Yeah. So we want to ask ourselves, am I willing to look for the good and praise it? I think that's what today is asking for. Will I raise and praise all of life? Or do I turn on the news and allow the words of the world and the deeds of others to define me? or to affect me. Everybody breathe into that. What are you allowing your story to be told as? So I want to tell you a story about this. Cab ride in New York. This man gets into a cab. The cab driver, very friendly. And they start out and they're going, you know, I don't know if you've ever driven around in New York, but it's a wild toad ride and it's very much fun. And so this taxi driver, as he's going down the road, and all of a sudden, right in front of him, pulls out this car. And the cab driver puts on his brakes. And the guy who came out right in front of the cab driver starts yelling and screaming at him, saying all these things. And the cab driver just goes, bless you. He's waving. He's bless you. And the passenger says, how can you be so nice to that guy? He about killed us. And the cab driver said, you know, some people are like garbage trucks, he said. They walk around with all this garbage. And he said, I see a lot of it, and I feel really sorry for them. But he said, I bless them. I bless them, he said. They don't know any better but to carry this garbage truck throughout their day and their time. I like that. I like who he was in that circumstance. Am I always that way? I would like to hope so. So we ask the question, do I daily raise up in faith and visualize a world that works for everyone? This cab driver certainly did it. He didn't allow that negativity to affect him or to ruin his day. Or do I fall to the depth of despair, seeing only what's wrong, and I feel afraid? Everybody breathe. It's here for us to answer. Because there's a lot going on in this world today, and I think it's important that we understand it, that we rise up to envision a world that works for everyone. What does that look like to you? See, I have learned to navigate and balance the news and life's events by listening to inspired, faith-filled, uplifting ministers. Sometimes I listen to me. I'm pretty good. I hope you do too. See, it helps me to remember there's a greater power at work, and that greater power is always present, always available. And so yesterday, I was, again, sort of listening to the news, but then if I start to feel like I'm going down at all, I turn on one of my favorite ministers, and that's what I had on the radio. And it was warm, so my window was rolled down. And it came up to a stop sign, but I was just about like that behind a car. And the car had two guys in it, and they had a lot of tattoos, and their windows were all open. And usually something like that happens, and they're playing really loud music. Anybody have that happen? And you roll up your window. But instead, they were not playing music. My radio was pretty loud. And all of a sudden, out of my radio comes, God is the only power that there is, and this great power of God is here, it is now, it is available for you. And I could feel the energy of these guys next to me. And I just smiled. I thought, oh, good, I'm getting the word out. And so they didn't dare move. But when the light turned green, as they started to move, they turned around to see who was over there with the radio on. I love it. Years ago, I was listening to T.D. Jakes. You can YouTube him anytime. He's an amazing bishop in the Christian church. And this one day, he's like going through this aisle, up and down the aisle, and he says, so how long have you held that problem in your heart, he says? How long? Because people would tell him, you know, well, I had these bad parents, or I had this bad marriage, or I did this. And he said, how long have you held that story? 30 years, he said. So they did that to you one time, and you've held on to it and recreated it over and over and over again, 30 years. I went, whoa. That was years ago. It called me. See, this kind of, I think that everything around us has something to teach us, has something to gift us. Yes, there's so much discord in our world right now. Lots of finger pointing and who's wrong and who's right. It's important for us to speak of injustices in the name of something good and something uplifting. And if you can't think of anything good in the moment or uplifting, then don't say anything. My grandmother said, if you can't say something good, then don't say it. You see, as people of faith that we are, every day it's up to each one of us to open, to allow, to let God into our lives, moment by moment, asking the question, who am I? How am I going to be with this? How am I serving? Am I going to be the garbage truck? Or am I going to see good taking place for everyone, no matter what it looks like? That there is a birthing, there is a coming of age for us as civilized human beings. And love is the only answer, in my opinion. Am I serving the pain? Or am I serving the solution? I ask myself that constantly so that I can stay as clear as possible. Am I serving the vision of a greater world? I invite you to ask the same questions this morning. Mindful speech, talking of heartfelt solutions, solutions steeped in trust and faith, is needed more today than ever before. How do you see the world tomorrow? I see it healthy, free of virus, loving and learning about each other, staying in faith and trusting that there is a perfect outcome is what I believe our job is. Yeah, we kind of live in this wonderful utopia in a beautiful area. And that, I think, is what we're all being asked to do, is to take all the beauty and all the joy and all the things that surround us and keep us safe, to envision that happening every place else. We're being called to share our generosity of love every day, our generosity of the beauty that we live in, the blessings all, and the calling forth of the vision of a healthy, kind, and loving world. That's what we're being asked to do, in my opinion. Because anything else isn't a world that works for everyone. Let us each unleash our faith and our love in a powerful way by creating a daily picture of praise as we unleash greater outcomes. That's what I see. There are things happening in this world today that I had no idea about. But I can see the truth, the higher vision of that, can't you? The choice is ours. Because I believe that from our faith, we are powerful. We emancipate ourselves from suffering when we choose to see greater good being birthed in our world. We emancipate ourselves from suffering when we see the greater good. If you're in the middle of that fray, you're not going to be able to see the greater good. So it's up to us to see that. And we must allow the floodgates of love to pour out from you to all of life and to all people. If you're watching the news, just floodgates of love all over the place. Because I believe today we each hold the key of God's unconditional love Our world is changing. Something new and wonderful is emerging. That's what I know. And so we need to ask ourselves, what kind of world do you wish to live in? Imagine it. Picture it. See it. Every day taking place in partnership with the greater good of all. See, I believe that our life is wide open where possibilities abound. Let us see those possibilities. Let us each day open, living from our faith, not from fear, not from doubt or the lower energy of what's going on. Every thought, every word we speak has power and is creative. Begin by seeing a world that works for everyone. A really big God is serving you. A really big, powerful God is serving you. Faith, faith in the perfect outcome, is what we know. So I'm going to invite you today to open and to receive God's blessing. And let's raise and praise seeing good no matter what's going on in the world. I love saying let's raise and praise because it helps me to remember. I'm hoping it helps you to remember when you see things that aren't perfect that you go, oh yeah, I'm supposed to raise and praise. I don't know how it's going to show up, but I know there's greater good being birthed today. Will you know that with me also? Good. Let's take that into prayer. So we just take a moment and breathe into this holy place, knowing and accepting that there's only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence by whatever name I call this God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. It is here, it is now. It is the life that lives and breathes within my very being, and it is the life that lives and breathes within and throughout all that you are and all that you are yet to be. So we stop in this moment and we bless who we each individually are as individual ambassadors of God's love. Knowing right where we are, God is. Knowing that right where we are, the powerful, loving, healing presence of pure spirit is nurturing, lifting us up, and desiring our greatest good. And we expand this greater good out into the world, touching all the hearts and lives, knowing that there is greater good showing up for all people everywhere. And knowing and accepting that this greater truth is powerful. It's touching hearts and lives. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God because I trust the divine presence within everything that is revealing, that is growing, that is birthing a whole new creation of love, of light, of healing, and of wholeness. We bless all the medical professionals that are right now finding the solution to this virus. And greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place. I trust it. I know this to be true. And so I just release this, my word, into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, and we're proud of it, and we let it be so. And so it is. Amen.